This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry reports nearly 9,200 corona infection cases and 50 deaths in past 24 hours. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli says government committed to safeguarding press freedom. Government announces Senior Journalist Honor and National Journalism Award to 16 journalists. Three candidates, including Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, file candidacy for National Assembly election, and India records more than 3,900 COVID-19-related deaths in a day. Now the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 9,196 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. This is the record-breaking daily rise in corona cases in Nepal since the pandemic began. Similarly, the ministry has recorded 50 corona-related deaths in the same period. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 3,579. In last 24 hours, 2,905 people have recovered from the infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 78,600. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has urged the United Nations to provide COVID vaccines under COVAX facility to Nepal. In a telephone conversation with Nepal-based UN's resident coordinator Sarah Belson-Nanti today, DPM Pokhrel urged the UN to facilitate for the availability of COVID vaccines to Nepal as per the WHO-led COVAX facility. DPM Pokhrel informed that the government had been taking diplomatic initiatives to receive the vaccine. Radio Nepal's technician Santanand Rawat has died from coronavirus infection today. The 30-year-old Radio Nepal's staff was working at Radio Nepal's provincial office Dipayal. The Doti police office has confirmed the death of Rawat due to COVID-19 infection. He was tested positive to the infection a few days ago and was undergoing treatment at District Hospital Doti after his health condition worsened. Radio Nepal family expresses heartfelt condolence to the bereaved family members on the demise of our hard-working staff, Rawat. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli has said the government is committed to safeguarding the freedom of press. Expressing best wishes on the occasion of National Journalism Day and the 121st anniversary of Gorkha Patra, Prime Minister Oli said the government was committed to the protection and promotion of freedom of expression, press freedom, democracy and nationality, and guarantee of social justice. Prime Minister Oli also wished journalists and media persons for professional advancement on job satisfaction. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Parvat Goring has said media should disseminate positive news about to battle the corona pandemic, keeping the morale of the society high. In a message of greeting on the occasion of the National Journalism Day and the anniversary of Gorkha Patra Corporation, Minister Goring urged media to play the role of a catalyst to help Nepali people by providing authentic information. On the occasion, it was announced that 16 journalists would be honored with Senior Journalist Honor and National Journalism Award. Ministry Secretary Hari Prasad Basyal announced the names of the journalists to be honored and awarded in recognition and their contribution to the society through journalism. On a different note, Minister Goring said the government is serious for the protection of people's health and security during the pandemic. He urged people to abide by the government's appeals and directives to fight the corona pandemic. Minister Goring informed that the government has forwarded the process of procuring oxygen from China and liquid from India to ensure smooth supply of oxygen to the COVID patients. The minister further said the government would provide door-to-door health services to infected people who don't have relatives and if all the family members got infected from coronavirus. He added that Nepal Red Cross would facilitate the service. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. I'm time for short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर। अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है?
उहाँ त बिहानै हो। हुन्छ, तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न, म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है।
हस् हस् भाउजू।
ओए, वाइफाई होला नि, पासवर्ड माग्न।
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि।
ए हो र,
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back in Now More News. Central Committee member of the CPN-UML and Home Minister Rambahadur Thapa has filed his candidacy at Province Election Office, Bagmati Province, at Hetauda today for vacant seat for a member in the National Assembly. Chief Minister Bagmati Province Durmani Podel proposed his candidacy while Minister for Social Development Saraswati Basnet seconded it. Similarly, Dr. Kimlal Devkota has also filed his candidacy for the same seat with the support of different parties including the Nepali Congress and CPN Maoist Center. Likewise, Krishna Bahadur Tamang has filed candidacy for the post from Nepal Workers and Peasant Party. After filing his candidacy for the post today, Home Minister Thapa said he filed the candidacy for protection of the constitution and economic prosperity of the nation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. India has recorded over 412,000 new COVID-19 cases for the second consecutive day, taking the total caseload to near 21.5 million. Indian Health Ministry has also reported more than 3,900 deaths in the last 24 hours due to corona infection. Meantime, British officials say they could declare one of the new coronavirus strains found in India a variant of concern. A BBC report states that the UK scientists have flagged evidence that the Indian variant of the virus spreads more quickly than its original version. Former President of Maldives and current Speaker of Parliament, Mohammad Nasheed, who was wounded in a bomb blast, is reported to be in a critical condition. The leader had just left his house in the capital, Mali, and was about to get into his car late yesterday when a bomb attached to a motorbike exploded. Local media reported that leader Nasheed sustained severe wounded in the blast and was taken to ADK Hospital, where he underwent multiple successful surgeries. Today, the hospital said Nasheed had undergone a successful final critical life-saving procedure. And the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning or gusty winds or hail is also likely to occur at some places of the country. There is also a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province one. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports nearly 9,200 corona infection cases and 50 deaths in past 24 hours. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli says government committed to safeguarding press freedom. Government announced Senior Journalist Honour and National Journalism Award to 16 journalists. Three candidates, including Home Minister Rambahadur Thapa, filed candidacy for National Assembly election. And India records more than 3,900 COVID-19 related deaths in a day. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.